and the Adelaide Hills Council will investigate a bushfire rescue plan for vulnerable members of the community ahead of the next bushfire season. Councillor Leith Mudge has proposed the investigation at Tuesday's council meeting. He joins me now to discuss. Hi, Leith.
Hi, Jenny. How are you going?
Yeah, really well, thank you. So tell us a little bit more about what you're calling for.
So essentially, my motion, which was supported unanimously by the council, I will say, calls for an investigation on measures that council can, how council can assist the elderly, disabled, young, so basically vulnerable residents within our council district in bushfire-prone areas on catastrophic and extreme fire danger days. And I've asked that the investigation includes looking for options to provide transportation of vulnerable residents such to areas designated as bushfire safe places, establishment of shelters for the vulnerable, and exploration of partnerships with other organisations and other levels of government such as federal, state and NGO organisations such as Red Cross, for example. One other thing that was in there was asking for investigation of exploration of a developing communication plan for people to allow them to find out information about where their nearest bushfire safer place or place of last resort is and what sort of services they might find there if they went there during a bushfire, basically. So it's a call to get a report by, I think it's November this year, and essentially we'll make a decision on what we want to do, go from there, basically.
Right. So did this come about because you've spoken to people in the community from the past couple of serious bushfires and have found that a lot of people are just staying at home and they're quite, you know, scared or complacent, the opposite?
Absolutely, yeah. Look, it came out of a sense of frustration I've had for many years. Ever since the catastrophic fire danger category was introduced following the Black Saturday Bushfires Royal Commission, Victorian Black Saturday Bushfires Royal Commission, and what I've found is there are a lot of people who are not heeding the advice of the CFS. For people who are able and have transportation, yeah, it's really their personal responsibility to follow that. But I've found that there are a lot of people in that vulnerable category, the elderly, the disabled, and even the young who don't have transportation, who are falling through the gaps, basically. And it doesn't seem like anyone seems to be concerned about those people. I mean, you could argue that, you know, maybe they shouldn't be living in these bushfire-prone areas, but I don't think that's fair. Many of the elderly and disabled residents have lived in the Adelaide Hills for their entire lives and have strong connection to the community, and I don't think it's fair for them to be asked to leave just because, you know, uproot their lives and move down to the plains or out to Mount Barker or somewhere that's safer. And I'm pretty sure that some of those people that I've spoken to, you know, if you tried to convince them to, they wouldn't, no matter what the risk anyway. So I think we need to do better for these vulnerable people in our community, and I'd like the council to explore that.
Councillor Leith Mudge is with me. We're talking about an investigation that's going to be taking place by the Adelaide Hills Council for a bushfire rescue plan for vulnerable members of the community. It will really depend on willingness, though, right? As you sort of alluded to there, some people don't want to budge. Do you think that they would be willing to move if there was some kind of transport service to a bushfire safe place?
Well, I'm absolutely sure from my engagement of residents, both before my time on council and after my coming onto council, that there are people in this vulnerable category that don't do something because they don't know what to do and they don't have the support. And it's really those people that want to do something but can't because of various reasons. They don't have somewhere to go or they don't have the appropriate transportation that we want to help. So, you know, what I was saying before was more about people moving away from the district altogether.
Yes. Yeah, of course. Yeah, because it's their home.
Yeah, exactly.
But also, couldn't this put bus drivers at risk?
Look, the my thinking is, and look, I'm just asking for an exploration here, is that if you were to do something like that, you would follow exactly the same recommendations as the CFS, which is the night before or early on the day. So if you were going to do some sort of transportation thing, I mean, one of the things I have noted is, look, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that public transport still runs on some of these days anyway. Trans Adelaide or Adelaide Metro drivers are at risk to a certain extent anyway. I'm not sure if they cancel them. That's an aside. But I think you would want to make sure that any volunteers or people that are working on this, the utmost concern is given to their safety as well.
Yes, absolutely. And we've been talking about bushfire safe places. Does more work need to go into resourcing those and setting up shelters and things like that?
Well, I certainly think there is a need. Whichever level of government does that, or whether it's even, organisations like the Red Cross, there's lots of ad hoc stuff that occurs during actual bushfire events, like the Cherry Gardens bushfire. There was an organisation at Glen Osman, a religious organisation. I can't remember if they were Hindu or Buddhist, but they actually opened up their organisation at Glen Osman and offered a shelter for people fleeing from the Cherry Gardens bushfire in January last year. I think there's definitely a need. As to who does it is another question.
And just something a little bit outside of this, Councillor Mudge, there's a lot of trees coming down at the moment. One could argue climate change is part of the issue, which, we're seeing bigger bushfire seasons, a lot more trees coming down from drought and that kind of thing. Is that something that the council's investigating or considering at the moment?
Absolutely, actually. Just as an aside, actually, in our most recent budget, we've actually allocated more resources to bring on an additional arborist some new equipment and employ more people to actually work on the whole issue of dangerous trees. I agree with you. I think there is an issue of the impact of climate change on our hills environment. We're having more droughts and warmer temperatures and things like that, and I think it is affecting some of the native vegetation. So I don't know what you can do about that other than add the extra resources that council is adding.
I really appreciate your time today this morning. Thanks so much, Councillor Leith Mudge.
Okay, thanks.